Hello, world. It is. It's a Friday. How you doing? News, information, comments, some opinions as usual. You call a friend, tell them we're on the air. Got any big plans for the weekend? News and stuff right after this. Can't wait. Can't wait. Going to be talking about some of the problems that the churches in America are having. Maybe yours. How we have kind of switched gears and gone into a Christian Marxism, following the cultural Marxism. Everything is about love, 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 and let's take care of one another, and we don't need to preach salvation and Jesus anymore. What is happening in the church? I got to tell you, I was kind of inspired talking to Kerry Gordon this week, and enemies in the church, and boy, he just has some of the most incredible documentation on all this stuff going on. I pray that your church, the one you will be attending this weekend, is solid, teaches and preaches the Word of God without compromise. It is so necessary in America today. And as always, we encourage you on that individual plan for, well, having a life, being a better believer, reading your Bible every day. You're doing it. 4 or 5 chapters get you through in a year. Praying, especially for others, rather than begging God. You just look after others. He'll take care of you. Oh, you can bring your stuff to him. Don't misunderstand me there. But quite often, that's where it is. It's centered there. And then you're serving mankind. What are you going to do? Have you done anything this week for God? Have you served mankind in and out of the local church? And who do you fellowship with? You're known by those you hang around with. That's why it's so important to be with other believers. They will help you grow in your faith. And then, let me repeat it again, be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. You want to have victory in Jesus? There it is. What in the world is going on? Has everyone gone bats or what? A local resident told the Tampa City Council yesterday that the cost of reparation in that city should be at least $3 million per person. All this nonsense, homelessness, and all the other garbage y'all talk about, police violence and all of this kind of stuff. But nobody care about that, the man said. We care about our reparations, and we have to put white people on notice that we want our reparations now. Our foreparents and us didn't work for free and get underpaid and all this nonsense, and the white folks get away with this stuff, the man added, while they talk about the great city they're building here. Nope, we want our reparations. $3 million now. $3 million per person right here in the city. That's the only thing black people have to care about today. All this other little nonsense we don't care about at all. And therein is one of the big problems in America today. Looking out for number one. This is just so stupid. Well, here's a silly question. Who is going to trust the government, specifically the Department of Justice? How long has it been since we have? In the wake of Special Counsel John Durham's long-awaited report, Americans now know there was widespread political collusion and deliberate deception from the very top of the Obama administration. What a bunch of crooks. The Clinton campaign, the corporate media, and the Department of Justice, all in favor of the Democrats. Now, did you get it? The Obama team, Hillary Clinton's team, corporate media, the left-leaning loonies, and the Department of Justice, all over there on that side, the bad guys. Not only did they abuse their power and lie to the public, they were very proud of it. With these facts now added to the long list of formerly crazy, conspiracy, confused theories coming true, former President Donald Trump is essentially inoculated now from any future prosecution by virtue of the public mistrust in an obviously weaponized, get it? Obviously weaponized federal government. I mean, most of us over here didn't believe them in the first place. Now, added to the team are those people that were undecided. Even if the prosecutors somehow managed to get a partisan jury to convict, the public will see it as a political witch hunt predicated primarily on partisan politics. For this reason, both Democrats and Republicans should, fear what could come next if they don't clip the wings of this rogue federal agency and institute serious systemic changes now. If they can do it to Trump, and they did, then they can do it to anyone in America. That is something to think about. Here's something we just need to keep pounding the drum about. The federal government weaponizing themselves against you. The mail-in president and all these Democrats of the FBI and the Department of Justice being revealed stunningly that the agency attacked not only its own employees, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, but American citizens over its leftist ideological agenda. Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio chaired that hearing and cited the Durham report, which he revealed that the FBI, with no probable cause, no predicate, no evidence whatsoever, opened a war against then-President Donald Trump, using a dossier that they knew was a lie, that they knew was false. It was actually Hillary Clinton-funded opposition research documents that the FBI used as evidence to spy on Trump and his team and create the now debunked Russian collusion conspiracy theory. It is the new America. So on the same subject, Representative Linda Sanchez, Democrat from California, she thought she had it. She thought she had the goods on a suspended FBI whistleblower by the name of Marcus Allen, an Iraq war veteran and FBI staff operations specialist who testified that he faced, severe retaliation for questioning the government's narrative surrounding January 6th and the Capitol. Sanchez read the contents of a Marcus Allen tweet in which the author blamed former House Speaker and Democrat Nancy Pelosi for staging January the 6th. The problem for the Congresswoman, which she never acknowledged as she pressed on with her hostile questioning, is that the Marcus Allen tweet she quoted from, a different Marcus Allen? Twitter conservative Greg Price commented, "It would appear that Linda Sanchez found a random Twitter account with 118 followers with the same name as this key witness that she brought to the hearing and claimed it was a big ha-ha." Whoa, did she have this thing blow up in her face or what? Anymore, everything the government does seems to blow up in their faces. Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown, what kind of a country are we living in? You know, somehow something's got to really change here. There has to be a top-to-bottom house cleaning, and starting with the FBI. I mean, really, take in the bleach and take in the... Oh, good grief, it's just so bad. And I wonder how they're going to do that. Well, you got to get the conservatives in charge because you know the Democrats are never going to do it. So get something going here before it's too late. If we don't, America is toast. I think they're trying to toast DeSantis. Well, they're calling it DeSantis Island. Whatever it is there in Florida, it is probably not the happiest place on earth today. As Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gears up for an expected jump into the 2024 presidential race next week, his powerful adversary, Disney, that whole team, trampled on his pre-launch buzz by scratching a $1 billion plan for an office campus that could have brought 2,000 jobs to the state. You know, this is a big lie, too. They really weren't going to do that. They brought it up a year ago, and it sounded good. And, hey, let's use it now against DeSantis. The move, that's the latest twist in a bitter feud between DeSantis and one of the most recognizable names in the country. They've gone left. They just happen to be in Florida. Rooted in political collusion over the Republican governor's hardline conservative ideology, which we agree with 100%, that will become his pitch to the GOP primary voters, and it raises the question of whether Floridians are paying a big price for that right-leaning political ambition. Yeah, it's a go for it, Ron. Praying for you, 100% behind you in that regard. Go get 'em, big guy. Wait a minute, are they still doing it, really? The federal government in America says one of the vaccines assembled in a hurry to address the COVID-19 virus, the plandemic, which apparently came out of Wuhan, China's lab and killed 7 million people as it circled the globe, is expired and shouldn't be used anymore. But that doesn't mean that those who took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine don't need another. Are we still doing this? Even though by all measures, there is no pandemic anymore. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine no longer can be used in this country and remaining supplies should be destroyed. They are expired. The CDC said about 19 million people in the United States got that shot. The vaccine earlier had been available only for restricted use for adults who could not take other vaccines due to the risk of rare clotting conditions known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, the TTS. They're still doing it. There's another red flag. A nonprofit legal organization specializing in religious liberty. We're losing that fast, aren't we? They're raising concerns about the elements of the latest guidance from the Department of Education regarding religious expression in public schools. The DOE released the guidance titled Guidance on Constitutionally Protected Prayer and Religious Expression in Public Elementary Secondary Schools. The purpose of this updated guidance is to provide information on the current state of the law concerning constitutionally protected prayer and religious expression. The guidance stipulated that school employees may neither encourage nor discourage private prayer or other religious activities, though they are permitted to engage in private prayer themselves. Well, the Plano-based First Liberty Institute praised the guidance for reflecting the Supreme Court precedent established in Kennedy versus Bremerton School District, a landmark case involving their client Joe Kennedy, a Washington State high school football coach. Remember that? Kennedy sued the school there after he was suspended for praying on the field before the football games. The court ruled 6-3 in favor of Kennedy last year, upholding the constitutional right of public school employees to engage in personal private prayer. The court's ruling effectively overturned Lemon versus Kitzman, a 71 Supreme Court decision that established a 3-prong Lemon test, which allowed for the government to be involved in religion only if it served a secular purpose, did not inhibit or advance the religion, and did not result in excessive entanglement of church and state. So what's the problem? Schools could interpret Biden's DOE guidance to restrict religious freedom. That's the problem. I don't know, I just have trouble getting my mind around this one, how something is yours is not yours. An Army officer speaking out after a squatter moved into her Georgia home while she was away on active duty. Lieutenant Colonel Dahlia Dore told the Atlanta-based ABC affiliate last week that she is part of a U.S. Army Reserve team and is stationed in Chicago, but was in the process of selling her home when a squatter moved in. She said the squatter, Vincent Simon, said that he had a lease and paid $19,000 up front for the next 6 months. That was quite alarming to find out that someone else had moved into my home, she said. Simon was served with eviction papers, and then the woman would have to wait for the process to play out in order to get him removed from her home. However, the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office said its uniform unit and the DeKalb Marshals served an intruder affidavit Thursday requiring Simon to immediately get out of the home. Mr. Simon has been accused of illegally occupying a residence, which has been for sale by the owner while she was deployed with the U.S. Army Reserves in Chicago, Illinois. How in the world does this happen? Never mind. So, Joe, how's the team going, or the former team? How about Sam Brittain, the radical Joe Biden appointee to America's Nuclear Regulatory Agency, who previously was arrested for stealing women's luggage in airports, now has been handcuffed again for being a fugitive from justice. The New York Post said that Brittain, 35 years old, taken into custody at a home in Rockville, Maryland, late yesterday. What a He had previously been fired from his appointment to the U.S. Energy Department, where he was Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition when this case of luggages arose. The report said arrest records confirm Britton, who has chosen a non-binary identity for himself. He is a goofy-looking person. He wants people to address him as they, even when he was arrested. They. Oh. Hey, and everybody's talking about this one, Senator John Kennedy. He's from Louisiana. He stumped yet another Biden judicial nominee on Wednesday with a basic question on constitutional legal doctrine at a hearing to consider federal district court Judge Ana DeAlba for a spot on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Kennedy asked her to explain the Dormant Commerce Clause doctrine and the Commerce Clause, which is found in Article 1 of our U.S. Constitution. Whoa. This has been in the news a lot lately, and you'll probably see it if you're confirmed to the Court of Appeals. Tell me about that, would you? She responded that she is only somewhat familiar with it, indicating where to find it in the Constitution, but said nothing about the Dormant Commerce Clause. Kennedy responded by helping her explain that there was a big Supreme Court case dealing with the Dormant Commerce Clause that just came out of California, which came from the very appeals court to which she is nominated. DeAlba then apologized for not being able to answer the question, justifying her knowledge gap by explaining that she has never dealt with it as a practicing lawyer or a judge. She then said she'll look into it. Okay. Are they lying? Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and Markle's mom were involved in a near-catastrophic car chase at the hands of a ring of highly aggressive paparazzi for over 2 hours this week after leaving a gala in New York City, according to the couple. As the news hit yesterday morning, everyone was reminded of the paparazzi's chase that Harry blames for the death of his mom, Princess Diana. But police painted a different picture, describing Harry and Meghan. The New York Police Department said that there was no collision or injuries. Not a big deal. What do you think is going on there? Business news. Target. I don't like them very much. Target says it expects its losses from organized retail crime to spike by $500 million this year. What's going on? Google's going to do it. They're going to start deleting inactive accounts. So if you've got one, you haven't used it in the last 2 years, want to hang on to it, you better do it today. Purdue, which is known for selling chickens. Purdue, spelled different there than the university, P-E-R-D-U-E. It's getting into the beer business, specifically the business of selling cans of limited edition beer can chicken beer for shoving inside of poultry. What? Oh, and I was going to mention this when I got back from Wichita. They took us to a hot hamburger place there. Oh, really good hamburgers. But when you walk in, lined up on the shelves right in front of you, even as you're waiting to get in, are all of these pop bottles from days gone by. I said, do they really sell these? I drank that frosty stuff there as a kid. Yep. They had them all, just about anything you would want from days gone by. That was pretty neat. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I got the Frosty. I brought back fantastic memories. Thank you.
And finally, David Gwynn said it actually happened. He did it while shopping earlier. He said, I picked up some chicken legs just before the young lady rang those things up. I asked if she knew whether they were front or back chicken legs. She paused for a moment, read everything she could on the package, couldn't find an answer. She said, I don't know, she said. I'll go ask the manager. She came back in a few minutes, looked at me very sternly and said, not funny. I said, I'm sorry, but I thought it was. The guy behind me was laughing hysterically. Not funny? Oh, it was hilarious, said David. Have yourself a great weekend. Okay.
Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this.
Bet you just can't have one new Facebook friend a day. No, I can't. I want you, and I don't see your name there yet. Get in touch with me. Greg Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, on Facebook. We share all kinds of things back and forth, from New York to California, Canada, down to Florida. Facebookers, hundreds and hundreds of them on our page. And I get to pray for folks, and they get to pray for us, and we share with you things happening on the radio show and in our life. It is a big deal. Oh, there's so many negatives about Facebook, but it's a platform we can use. You don't have to be a participant in the bad stuff, my friend. Facebook, join me. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Do it today. I want to talk to you today about pressure, trouble. It comes to all of us. Can you remember the last time you just couldn't even think straight because there was just so much pressure, so much tension, so much trouble? Everyone listening to this radio show will experience times when those trials and those difficulties of your life stretch us way too far. We end up feeling physically exhausted. We are mentally drained, and I can't even think straight. We also find out that our spiritual focus becomes very fuzzy when our minds are filled with the demands and the pressures of life. We're all there at some time. Maybe some of you there right now. Oswald Chambers wrote, "We get disturbed because we have not been considering Jesus Christ. When one confers with Jesus Christ, the perplexity goes because he has no perplexity at all. And our only concern is to abide in him." Isn't that good? When pressures build and we sense our devotion to Jesus Christ eroding, it's time then to run to the rock from which we were hewn. That's Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. Or maybe to put it another way, a little more plainly, we need to return to the one who first loved us, the person of Jesus Christ. You need to do it today. And there are many ways to do this, but each one begins with a desire. You've got to have that, a desire to know Almighty God in a personal way. Intimacy with the Lord is where you find, well, some spiritual refreshment for your soul. And don't we all need that today? Even those who are seasoned and trained by the Word of God can become dry and dusty. Talking about preachers now. Been there, done that. However, we can rekindle our passion for Almighty God, because he's promised never to leave us nor forsake us. God's not going to abandon you today. Therefore, when you turn to him in prayer, he listens with love and understanding, while in times of spiritual dryness, when they come, and they will, there's a way through what seems to be a vast wasteland in this old world. Hudson Taylor wrote, "My own position becomes continually more and more responsible." I like that. "And my need greater of special grace to fill it. But I have to continually mourn that I follow at such a distance and learn so very slowly to imitate my precious master." I think that could be said of all of us today. God uses the spiritually dry times in our lives to draw us closer to him. That's what it's all about. Taylor hungered for a deeper knowledge of Almighty God, and he discovered an intimate Savior who loved him unconditionally. God wants you today to experience that same kind of spiritual growth. My friend, when we commit ourselves to God, totally commit ourselves to God, our lives are changed and our souls are then refreshed.
And you know, we all need that refreshment. Enough said. You know, some days I really amaze myself. Not too often. Other days, I just go ahead and put my car keys in the refrigerator. And you know, as a pastor, sometimes I think the whole congregation takes this attitude. Lead me not into temptation. Oh, who am I kidding? Follow me. I know a shortcut. Oh, pray for the pastors listening today. Hey, that's it. Another edition of Hello World Hat Massey for another day. Have a great weekend. And that's the way it is for Friday, May the 19th, 2023. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great weekend.